Leishru Chelek Aleph Reish Chaf Zayin. This is the 10th chapter. Le'ukme Girsa Adayin Enena Madrega Lechona Letamid Chacham. This idea of Ukme Girsa, which we spoke about in the previous chapter, about to establish one's learning, to have it at one's fingertip. After Chidud, Chidud was the first step, the analysis, the way of thinking that Letamid Chacham adopts. Then there was Ukme Girsa. It is still not the last level for Talmid Chacham. Gam b'madgazeh shel bekiyus b'shas. Even on this level, where a person is in control of the shas, he has the shas at his fingertips, ein adam batuch b'fnei yetzer. A person is still not guaranteed of success against the yetzer. And one might ask, malo le yetzer ve'le'adam shishtadele kematnei manal. How can the Yetzer possibly have anything to do with a person who's fulfilled the conditions we discussed in the previous chapter? And he knows a large part of it, and he's adopted the way of thinking. All the things that we learned about in the previous chapter, and all these things, what does the Yetzer have to do with this? How can it become involved? The answer is this. Yitzroi gadoil mimenu, as Chazal put it in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, that as the person grows, the Yetzer adapts and becomes gadoil. The author explains, gadoil hainu be'eichus, we're talking about qualitatively. Kloimar, kol ha-gadoil mechaveroi, the greater the person, lo yichas v'chalila ta'avaso yisei gadoila, it's not that his voice become greater and more burning, elagam yitzroi mis'ale, it means that the Yetzer, how to put this, becomes greater, more advanced, as the author will explain now. Nisba'el, and we explained early in the Sefer, that Ki ha-yetzer b'mahusso kach tohimi al sichli. We explained the Yetzer in its essence is an irrational force. But etzel tamid chacham gadoil, gam ha-yetzer mufe b'levush sichli. The Yetzer appears in intellectual garb or intellectual camouflage. That's what it means, gadoil. Who mislabesh b'ta'anois u'tviyois sichli. As the Yetzer camouflages itself, wears claims and arguments which appear to be compelling intellectually. That's the way in which it grows. Yetzer b'levush sichli. In the practical sense, what do we mean a Yetzer dressed in intellectual garb? It means hainu heter. The Talmid Chacham finds a heter to do things that are really aveirois. Veloy oid ela mitzvah mamash. No, it's not just a heter, it's a mitzvah to do what he's saying. Veloy mitzvah peshuta, not just any old common or garden mitzvah. Ela kvoid shamayim v'kiddush Hashem. He must do this because it's kiddush Hashem to do it. Zeu ikar yitzvah shel Talmid Chacham. This is really the main challenge of a Talmid Chacham. V'im einu melumad lehavchin. If he doesn't train himself to discern ki mitzvois elu b'yetzer yisrael, that these mitzvois that he's being driven to do are really terrible aveirois, he'll just fulfill numerous such mitzvahs in inverted commas. And just go lower and lower. And here are a number of examples. Doreish kavoid le'atzmoy. He'll demand kavoid. He must have this particular seat. He must have this particular aliyah, and he must be given this privilege and that. The whole thing becomes not a heter, not a mitzvah, but kiddush Hashem, because it's lichvoid ha-tiroh mekane. It's not myself, personally, of course, it's for the Torah. Ruidef betza, he'll find himself chasing money. Venidmeloi ki shmat esabayit silusa. That's what the Gemara says, that to learn shmat requires a clarity of mind. Therefore, I must have comfort and luxury, and I need this and that and the other. Again, in Avera, garbed in intellectual camouflage. Machazik b'machloikes, al maftir sidu kiddushin. So he'll get involved in machloikes. Maftir, Yoina, and Yom Kippur. And who's the sidu kiddushin? I, or the Rosh Hashiva? Who's going to get the sandakaus? These things, b'choshvo shezei machloikes l'shem shamayim. It's a mitzvah over here. Because I have the prerogative over here, the seniority, whatever it is. Koyes, he'll find himself stumbling in midois, such as anger. No, this is a term of Chazal. It's the Torah that's boiling and bubbling up within him. It's not an Aveira. Mekaneh b'achrim, will find himself envious of others. Kinas sefrim tarbeh chokhmah. It's a statement of Chazal. and on and on and on. Ein gvul l'ribuyat ha'yois. There's just no limit to the abundance of mistakes she'atamid chacham alul l'yikashel ben. The chacham might find himself failing in. Bechoshvo eisan l'mitzvos yechivim. In thinking them to be mitzvos and obligations, and as the author said, he'll go midechi ildechi, just from bad to worse. Al kegoin ze misbate ha'chovos l'bavois. The Chovos HaLevavos says as it follows, V'chash yigbar alecha yetzer, and the yetzer overcomes you, V'yimshol b'cha be'ezer ha'seichel, and rule you with the aid of your own mind. V'siyo yisayi b'ma shemateu medamoy b'na min ha'shir b'tzara samoyfes. What he'll do is, Ya'atik o'ischa min ha'madagai, he'll take you from that level that you achieved, a very high level, sh'asa kovalem, as you were already close to the ultimate truth, and bring you down. V'chach lo yasu la'atikecha, he will not stop pulling you down from the one step down, another rung, another layer, to the point we'll bring it to a level where the truth is hidden from you. He'll uproot you from this world. He'll take you down and pull you off levels of Olam Haba. Your own wisdom will be to your detriment. Your own mind will be the cause of your downfall. As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "Hoy chachamim be'enem, v'neged pneim nevoinim." The pasuk says, "The wise in their own eyes," says Yeshayahu. They consider themselves, but in fact, they're really going in the wrong direction. V'omar, another pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perik Yudaled, famous, "Ki yeshirim darkei Hashem." Paths of Hashem are right. V'tzadikim elchuban, the tzadikim follow through them without harm. U'fishim yikashlubam, the pushim nonetheless stumble in him. V'noimah, as a summary, ki achochma keshemanigim oisa al darka. Wisdom, when you allow it to take its own course, tiyerefu'a lechol madve. It's a panacea. It's a cure-all. Ha'eva uchshinot imba min sivasah. When the Chokhmah is not allowed to take its own course, but when a person tries to manipulate it and use it, and therefore takes it out of its real course, it will be an all-encompassing illness. There's no healing for it. There's no medication. Kasha le'ein aroich. The battle that the Tamid Chacham wages against his Yetzer when it wears this intellectual garb is immeasurably more difficult from the war that an ordinary person has to conduct against irregular, ordinary, irrational ta'avois. Such a fine discernment is necessary. For the Talmid Chacham to see where his seichel is the seichel shel emes and where it's just his yetzerah misleading him completely. It's worthwhile looking at the footnote, the two asterisks. You should understand the majority of the chataim of ancient generations, they were not caused by coarse and vulgar appetites. It was what we're speaking about. It was calculations that were incorrect, but subtly so. That they are wise in their own eyes. In those generations, they had this challenge of being Talmidei Chachamim, who were so great, and therefore the Yetzirah was very, very powerful in its subtlety. The prototype for a person who knew much Torah, nonetheless his Torah did not protect him from the most severe averis, is the Eg Ha'adimi. The Gemara says as follows in Chagigah of Tesvav, Ashkechei Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda, Shmuel encountered his Talmid, Rav Yehuda, the Talib Ibra Gadasha, he was leaning on the door there, the Kabochi. And he was crying, Omale, Shinina, my Kabochi, why you're crying? Omale, Mizutra, my Tichsibu Berabanon. Is it a small matter what it says about the Talmidim, how it's in the Tabusa? That's Rashi, how Rashi explains it. These Talmidim you ended up just completely going off the rails. The Pasuk says about them, Ayes Sefer, Ayes Shokel. Ayas of Es Migdalim. What happened to these people who were able to count the Migdalim? We'll discuss it in a moment. Ayas Sofer, Shei Sofim Kol Ayas Shebatura. Where are these scholars who were so accomplished that they knew all the letters? Ayas Shekel Shei Shaklim Kalim Vechamurim Shebatura. They were able to weigh up the Kal Vachomer. They were experts. Ayas Sofer Es Migdalim. Min Shei Shonim Gimel Meoyis Alachos Bemigdal HaPorach Bavir. They had all of these questions about this obscure concept known as Migdal HaPorach Bavir. But they were great scholars, whatever this issue is. The Omar of Ami, Tilas Me'a Boye, Bowed the Egva Achisef of Migdal HaPorach Bavir. They had 300 questions about Migdal HaPorach Bavir, both of them, the Egva Achisef. Utunan, yet the Mishnah tells us, Eilem Chelek Lo'idam HaPo. Anan Mate Havayalan. That's what was worrying Rav Yehuda. Well, what's going to be with me? I'm much less a scholar than these great people. Rav Yehuda Do'ag Le'atzmoy, Pen Yikreu Garelo Shedeg. He was afraid for himself, lest the fate of the egg befall him. He saw that his mere scholarship didn't save him. And we have to ask if Rav Yehuda was concerned, what about us? The Gemara continues, Omale Shinana Tina Haisa Bilibam. Shmuel answered him, Shinana, that's the name he called him. Tina Haisa Bilibam. There was something in the heart, we'll see just now how the author expands this. Lema yudoimin, what do they resemble? Levais shumale tevin, like a structure, a room full of straw. Vaya bevais ruin, and there are holes in the walls. Vaya tevin ichnas behem. And the structure was full of straw. Lachayim yuschil oisa tevin sheh besuch bisanachuin yoitze. Sometime later, the straw started protruding through the holes. Everyone now knew that inside there wasn't a great treasure. It was just plain old straw. Right at the beginning, they did not have mitzvahs. Even though they became bnei Torah, they remained as they were in the beginning. That's what it means by this expression. It means they never changed. They were the same as they were, except that they accumulated an enormous amount of knowledge. Rashi explains, Liboy nimak venitamteim mikilot Torah. His heart atrophied, became solid and couldn't absorb Torah. So here we have this idea of Kol HaGadol Mechavero Yitzroi Gadol Amenu, and that's what we said at the beginning of the chapter. Le'uk Megirsa is not yet the last level. It's not a level where a person can be certain and assured regarding the Yetzer Hara, even though the person may have shas at his fingertips, he can be still a doeg and a chisayfel. Onwards, kan hamakuim levair. Here we need to explain mahu leiv. What does that mean? Tina haisa beli bam. Why do we speak about the heart all the time? Simply speaking, halevu mo yishavam shel tziyurei hayetzerim shel haregesh. When Chazal uses the term leiv, they mean the seat of imagery that the Yetzer manufactures and emotions. Ach milvadzet, but besides the usual meaning of the word, yeshnam ma'ala hanikeslev, there's an achievement, an accomplishment called leiv. Mai ma'ala zoi, what is that? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Omar Rav, daled me'a bo'ayei bo'o do'eg v'achisovel b'migdal ha'pirach ba'avir. So they had 300 questions about this, again, or this obscure concept known as Migdal HaPorach Ba'avir, v'lo if shadlucha. They didn't resolve even one. They couldn't resolve any of these questions. Omar Rova, Revuzlemi Boy Boy, Rova said, is it such a big deal to ask questions? What if they asked so many questions? Beshane de Rav Yehuda, Kulei Tanuye Bin Zikin. And this is Rova continuing. He's saying, in the generation of Rav Yehuda, their entire learning was limited to what we call Seid and Zikin. They only learned Seid and Zikin. The Anan, we, which is a later generation, says Rava, Kamasninan be Uktzin Tlasri Mesivta. Just in Uktzin, we have 13 different compilations of Mishneh Yos. In other words, in volume, we are far, far ahead of the generation of Yehuda. Nonetheless, Rav Yehuda, Shalif Mesane ve Asamita, says Rava. Rav Yehuda, in the days when there was famine, when there was drought, all he had to do was take off his shoe, and the rain would come. We, says Rova, even though we have so much more learning, so much more volume, we cry and cry and cry, nobody pays attention, the rains don't come. And therefore, says Rav Yehuda, says Rova, the fact that Doeg and Achisofel had so many questions is not indicative of anything. That's not a big deal. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liba Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Vashem Yireh LaLeivav. It's worth remembering. This is in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liba Boy, wants the heart. Be'er Rava, Ki Kol Evdel HaMadrigos Enu BeLimud El BaLev. What Rava is saying is that a difference in levels is not just in learning and accomplishment in learning, but in the heart. Had the two first levels we discussed in the previous chapters. Chidud, that's the analysis, the ability to analyze things in the Torah methodology. And then the Ukme Girsa, to have vast sections of the Torah at their fingertips. They had that. Aval, at the same time, Ein Torah shel Doeg Ela Misafa Velachutz. Doeg's Torah was from the lips outwards. You carried my covenants as a pasuk on your mouth, not in the heart. Besefer Yad Rama, on Sanhedrin, Mevayer Lemem Anal Shilova, he explains as follows. Even though they were more accomplished than others in their generation, Chazal said that they were Rashi Sanhedrin. These were tremendously accomplished scholars. They were mefalpel in the Torah more than others. Their analysis was unmatched, unsurpassed. Nonetheless, il velo haya libam shalem im hamakoyim. The heart was not wholesome with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't sincere. Ein laim alay sirabize. That doesn't give him any advantage. They're just scholars. We don't get excited by that. Zeh ulev, that's another definition of lev. Liyos shalem im hamakoyim. That your heart is wholesome with Hashem. One is sincere. Halaymed tirav ein libu atoyim. The person who learns Torah is the author. And his heart is not blocked. Necessarily, his heart will gradually attune itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll find that his aspirations will be to draw near to Hashem constantly, to constantly improve and become closer. The person's heart is blocked. Tina beliboy, that's the expression that Shmuel used when speaking to his Talmud, Rav Yehuda. Tina beliboy, his heart is blocked. Lo yimed Torah, so he can learn Torah. Mischaded uvaki, he can become sharp and familiar with vast sections of Torah. Aval ratzoin pnimid iskarev el aborei olam eino misorer boy. An inner desire to approach the Creator isn't kindled. V'nishar liboy chaluk me'al hamakom. His heart remains separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. עד כאן.